This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Isaiah chapter 44, a lesson from a man who kneeled down to a motorcycle. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
A number of months ago, I was participating in a Christian conference just outside Jakarta, Indonesia. As I was walking to breakfast one morning, I saw a young man on his knees bowing down to something that was hidden from my view. I figured he was worshiping some kind of an idol. I walked a little further to where I could see what he was bowing down to, and it was his motorcycle. But he wasn't worshiping it. He was repairing it with a set of wrenches and screwdrivers. I smiled at my ignorance and felt bad that I had mentally accused this young man of idol worship. Yet later on that day, when I shared the incident with a friend, he told me that I had been right. He knew that young man and told me that his motorcycle was his God. He loved it more than anything else in the world. In today's passage, the prophet deals with the folly of idol worship. Notice Isaiah's words in chapter 44, verse 9. All who make idols are nothing, and the things they treasure are worthless. He goes on to describe a blacksmith and a carpenter who use the tools of their trade to fashion an idol which they worship and to which they bow down, saying, "Save me, you are my God." Often we read a passage like this and congratulate ourselves because we are not idol worshipers. But I wonder if that's really true. Idols take many forms. I have watched a businessman make an idol of the brass nameplate on his office door that indicates his high position in the firm. I have seen women make an idol of their kitchen, filled with all the latest gadgets. I have watched young men worship their cars and their new three-finned surfboards. And some of these people are Christians. An idol is anything we allow to take the place of God in our hearts and affections. Is there anything like that in your life today? If there is, hold it up to the light of God's Word, and as we find in Isaiah chapters 44 and 45, here God declares, "I am the Lord, and there is none other. I made the earth and created man upon it. I am God, and there is none like me." If the idols of the world have captured part of your affection, then you can't serve the living God with all your heart. It doesn't make sense to worship a motorcycle or a food processor or anything else man-made when the Lord of heaven has staked His claim on our hearts. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
During the month of July, a free copy of the booklet Born to Reproduce is yours for the asking. We believe its challenging and practical message on spiritual multiplication can be a turning point in your Christian life. To receive your free copy of Born to Reproduce, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, a woman who circled the globe for Christ without ever leaving her room. Our passage will be Isaiah chapters 49 through 51 on Daily Discipleship.